Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
410 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Going to be a very busy, actually a very busy afternoon today. Of course, many things coming in from Washington. We're going to pass on to you the latest Trump happenings today. But also, they're having a terrible snowstorm. If you're, if you're making plans to maybe head up to the Northeast, be extra careful and plan accordingly. Washington, D.C., that is under a snow warning this afternoon. And we're seeing a reflection of that in flights that are coming into PNS this afternoon. There's one flight that I wanted to tell you about. It's a little later this evening, actually. It's 10:10 touchdown time, American 5544, coming up out of Washington Reagan. That flight has been canceled. So if you're expecting somebody to come on, coming into Pensacola from that flight, forget it. Call the airline, get the latest information. They will have that for you. Some other flights that have been affected, not so much as the winter storm, but they have been affected because of some type of delays. It's coming up out of Orlando, Silver Flight 6710, touchdown time. Now about 3.5 hours late, it will be touching down about 10:30. Coming up out of Houston, Bush United 5356, touchdown time 6:18, now 8:46. So we'll keep you posted. Other than that, all the other flights are looking pretty good. Just contact your carrier. That's the best piece of information we can pass along to you to check out the accurate times and when they expected to actually touch down in Pensacola. Weather pattern changing a whole lot this week, and Austin's going to be all over that in a few minutes. Increasing rain, get ready. Austin, you know, as we say, I was expecting to see that. And as I look over your shoulder now, it's starting to rain like crazy.
Oh, geez.
So,
yeah.
Like on cue, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
You're going to see the wet stuff hanging around today, this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday morning. So it will possibly be a little wet around here. And Austin will be all over that and keeping you up to date on what's happening weather-wise.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm going to have a blast doing it. One of our top headlines here, Israel gathering troops in and around Gaza ahead of Hamas's hostage release deadline. The militant group threatened to delay the release of hostages after accusing Israel of violating their ceasefire agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the Gaza ceasefire would end if Hamas didn't release the hostages this weekend. Netanyahu said in a statement, quote, "In light of Hamas's announcement of its decision to violate the agreement and not release our hostages, I instructed the IDF last night to amass forces inside and around the Gaza Strip."
Okay, coming with this wet weather, slippery roads, and you will definitely be on top of that when we're for any type of delays traffic-wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, slow it up. The roads are slippery this afternoon, so give yourself plenty of braking distance between you and that car ahead of you or behind you. Hey, stocks in the mix today following President Trump's latest tariff escalation. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke before Congress today. Powell making a two-day appearance and said that the central bank is prepared to keep its key interest rate unchanged for now as inflation remains elevated and the job market is solid. Investors also remain cautious ahead of key inflation data tomorrow with the release of January's Consumer Price Index report. Tech stocks were among the gainers with shares of Meta Platforms rising slightly for its 17th straight session of gains. The Dow winners, Apple, IBM, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Amazon, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 123 points. The Nasdaq lower by 70. S&P 500 up 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And also, President Trump says the U.S. taking control of Gaza will lead to peace in the Middle East. Speaking alongside the King of Jordan earlier today, Trump said the Gaza Strip is a war-torn region and added that Palestinians will be moved to what he called a safer place. King Abdullah II pledged to take in 2,000 Palestinian children. And meanwhile, Trump also doubled down on a Saturday deadline for Hamas to release all remaining hostages that we touched on earlier and said he doesn't think Hamas will meet the demand.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and jump back into the financials here for a second. The head of the Federal Reserve suggesting today we might not be seeing interest rate cuts for quite a while because the economy holding up pretty nicely. Jenny Casola has the information.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, addressing the Senate Banking Committee, defended last year's interest rate cuts as necessary because of cooler labor market conditions at the time and suggested more rate cuts are not immediately needed.
With our policy stance now significantly less restrictive than it had been, and the economy remaining strong, we do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance.
Though inflation is easing, Powell says it's still higher than the Fed's goal of 2%. Powell also committed to working with Congress and colleagues at the Fed to examine ways to address debanking. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather we were talking about just a few minutes ago. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, as Chris was saying, you want to make sure you're staying safe as the rain is coming down. We had an accident on I-10 earlier this afternoon, and we do have one causing backups on Highway 29. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Outside of that, we got some issues on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, and on Mobile Highway near Michigan Avenue. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a few of our usual spots causing backups. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 68 tonight. It's going to be a rainy evening and rainy tomorrow. High of 78, low of 64. That rain will bleed into your Thursday with some slight chances of rainfall on Friday, but it should have just about dissipated by then, hopefully.
Okay, rip currents. Also, let me just throw this in here. Also, if you're thinking about this on the beach, it's set at moderate today. Yellow flags are flying along area beaches, and that should be in effect just like that for the next couple of days. So if you're heading out, just be extra careful and think.
Use your noodle.
Smart, yeah, when you go out there. Trump administration making its first big move in crypto space. This comes under the umbrella of thinking.
Right.
Grady Trimble has the details.
Fox on Tech.
Crypto investors are optimistic about a new era for the $3.7 trillion industry under the new administration. President Trump's Securities and Exchange Commission is launching a task force to create clear regulations and guidelines for cryptocurrency. The crypto industry is celebrating the move, especially after years of frustration under former SEC Chair Gary Gensler. Seen as an enemy of cryptocurrency, Gensler's been replaced by acting chair Mark Ueda, who contrasted his philosophy on digital currencies from the previous administration on Fox Business just after the election.
One of the things that President Trump is absolutely right is the current administration's war on crypto needs to stop.
Trump, who launched a meme coin of his own just before the inauguration, campaigned on being a crypto-friendly president, and Bitcoin has been riding high since he took office. With Fox on Tech, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
Also want to let you know that in just about 10 or so minutes, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to PensaCon. That is happening from Friday through Sunday. So be on the listen out for those. We'll be giving away a simple prompt for you to text in on and win those tickets right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, they've got some new dune walkovers on Pensacola Beach. This is going to come in handy this summer, especially trying to get over and not having to walk the dunes and you know, the whole environmental thing on that topic. The new dune walkovers are over on Avenida 16 and 18. This is right off Yitta Luna. It will give beachgoers really nice, easy access to the water. The 25A crossover features a small off-street parking lot, and they've thrown in a ramp system on that side. 25B offers beach access via the ramp. So there's a couple of things that have been improved during our short-lived winter heading into the springtime on the beach.
Yes.
It'll come in handy, believe me. Less burn feet, let me tell you, walking across a hot beach.
Yeah, I know. I've been to the beach enough to know that it can be pretty miserable when the hot ground kicks in.
Yeah.
Also, this is just a side note. If you have dogs, be aware of that whenever you're walking them on that hot, you know.
And don't you take your dogs to the beach unless it's an area that's marked dogs.
Yes, that too.
Please.
Yeah. Don't put your dog just anywhere. But I digress. Rick Scott is part of an effort to protect veterans' gun rights. He announced yesterday he has joined colleagues to introduce the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act. The bill ensures veterans don't lose their right to buy or own a gun when they receive help managing their VA benefits. And Scott says he's proud to stand with our veterans to ensure equal protection of their rights.
Okay, it happened. I think we're all pretty much well apprised to this, but the former Gulf of Mexico officially has been designated as the Gulf of America. Google Maps posted it. It would change that name once it was officially updated in the U.S. Geographic Name System, and that has been done today.
Mm-hmm.
Name change is now official.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I saw News Radio 92.3's very own Andrew McKay had posted a picture of like some map app that he was using or whatever, and it said Gulf of America, and I tried it on Google Earth a day or two ago, and it said Gulf of America. It's just weird. It's weird to see that.
Yeah, everybody can take a look at that stuff. Homeland Security, it's open now, you know, just for the general public to go admire the fact that it's now Gulf of America.
Right.
Hell, you think it's going to go over? I mean, you know, because we've been conditioned for so long. Oh, the Gulf of Mexico. And how long is it going to take you to get that out of your vocabulary?
People will get used to it after a while.
Okay, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is asking for IRS agents to help with deportations. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
Homeland Security wrote to the Treasury Department about these extra IRS hands. It is DHS's understanding that the Department of the Treasury has qualified law enforcement personnel available to assist with immigration enforcement, especially in light of recent increases to the Internal Revenue Service's workforce and budget. There are more tools the Trump team is using here, including, for the first time ever in a counter-cartel operation, a U-2 spy plane has been flying over U.S. soil, according to a report by CNN.
Alrighty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break.
How'd you do that?
just lucky timing. We seem to be good at that. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, President Trump providing DOGE with more power to reshape the federal government. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I do like that song. Chris Bryan and Austin Price feeling pretty darn good this Tuesday afternoon. I hope you are having a great day or have had a great day. Thanks for taking us along for the ride. We do appreciate it. By the way, Pensacola is hosting Foiling Week. You know, when I first heard this, I thought, you know how you have fencers that do the fencing thing? They're like, with swords and stuff.
Yeah, on guard.
Foiling. I thought that's what we were talking about. Oh, silly me. No, that's not the case. Sailors from around the world will be in town for the International Water Sport Event from February 24th through March 2nd. During the weekend of March 1st, Community Maritime Park will transform into a race village for the public and a place to watch the races up close. And no, it's not a fencing event. It's a boating event.
Good to know.
Well, I just wanted to clarify that. Maybe somebody was in the same, you know, kind of corner I was in, didn't quite understand.
Maybe, and now we know. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, it's just some of our usual spots giving us trouble for the most part. We did have an accident reported on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Be on the lookout for that. Some of our bigger spots giving us issues at this time are 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road and Michigan Avenue as you travel westbound approaching Mobile Highway. As for the weather, 72 degrees. We've got some rain on and off right now. Tonight's low is 68. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 78 and a low of 64 for a rainy Wednesday.
Coming up in less than 180 seconds, Austin's going to give away a pair of Pensacon tickets.
Sure am.
I'm pretty excited about that. Before we get to that, updating you on what President Trump's up to, his administration continuing its focus on border security. More U.S. troops are heading to the southern border. Kevin Uretsky has more in Securing America.
The Pentagon says an additional 1,500 active duty troops will bring the total at the U.S.-Mexican border to about 3,600. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem spoke about the effect the border effort has had thus far while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
We're having 90% less encounters at the border.
Noem went on to describe the type of people she sees being removed from the U.S.
I watched a plane load of people unload at Gitmo that were pedophiles, child pornographers. They were drug dealers in our communities.
A federal judge did issue a temporary restraining order Monday prohibiting more migrants from being sent to Guantanamo for now. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty. Just about 4:28 here. We'll give away those Pensacon tickets just like we said we would. All you have to do to get these tickets is text in. Again, that is text in to 850-437-1620. Just tell me a celebrity you would like to meet at Pensacon. It can be someone dead or alive. It can be a singer, songwriter, athlete. Even if it's someone you would never see at Pensacon, it doesn't matter. Just text in who you would like to meet at any convention at 850-437-1620. First person to do so gets those tickets.
Okay, and as we're talking about here, of course, Pensacon just a few days away. The event delivers a multi-million dollar economic impact, and it's all about one thing. Here's Julio Diaz.
In terms of the community of fandom that we have been able to foster with folks that are getting together to celebrate all the things that they enjoy in pop culture, but also the community of the Pensacola Bay Area.
Okay, Diaz says the event, of course, runs from Friday morning through Sunday. It's always a lot of fun over there.
Yes, absolutely. And mentioned this before the break, President Trump providing the Elon Musk-led Doge with more power to reshape the federal government. He signed into action an executive order Tuesday requiring agencies to work with Doge to slash workforces, along with limiting the hiring of replacements. When asked about people calling his efforts a hostile takeover, Musk said that people voted for major government reform and that it is what the people are going to get.
That is exactly right. And if he doesn't, it's kind of like, darn if you do, darn if you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's kind of put in that very precarious situation there. You know, you touched on this, and I wanted to kind of reverb back on it. Plenty of Americans showing loved ones their appreciation on Valentine's Day. Consumers spending $27.5 billion overall this year. If you want to kind of figure it out, work it into equations, let me do it for you. Equating to an average $188.81 per person. That's what's going to be spent. That record total marks a roughly $1.7 billion increase from the prior year. I did my finalized my Valentine shopping in New Orleans last night.
Really?
And, yep, got everything taken care of, and so I'm feeling much more relieved today.
I don't think I'm buying anything for Valentine's Day.
I went overboard.
You're like, well, I
just totally went over. Hey, let me see what I can mortgage tomorrow.
By the way, we do have a winner.
Oh, good.
I'll get their information during the break. But they said they would like to meet, quote, the person who does the voice for Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. I know one of the original voice actors is dead, but that's okay.
Okay, we're going to come up in here in 7 minutes. We'll talk sports, Super Bowl record audience. We're going to talk all about it with you this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham, an American school teacher released from a Russian prison.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says Mark Fogel, an American school teacher arrested in Russia in 2021 and sentenced to a 14-year prison sentence, has been released. He was convicted of drug possession. His family says Fogel was traveling with medically prescribed marijuana.
Fox's Jared Halpern there. President Trump hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House today. He's pushing that nation and others to take in Palestinian refugees as he calls for the U.S. takeover of war-torn Gaza.
The Palestinians, or the people that live now in Gaza, will be living beautifully in another location. They're going to be living safely. They're not going to be killed, murdered, and having to leave every 10 years.
After the visit, Abdullah posted on X that he opposes the displacement of Palestinians. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Two senior leaders at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced their resignations a day after Acting Director Russell Vaught instructed all staff to stop their work. In separate memos sent earlier today, the Bureau's Supervision Director and Enforcement Director said they could no longer serve in their respective roles after Vaught's mandate, according to emails that were obtained by CNBC. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 123 points, the S&P 500 up slightly by 2, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq losing 70. Coca-Cola will reportedly switch more of its packaging from aluminum to plastic bottles if President Trump moves ahead with his latest wave of planned tariffs. CEO James Quincy making the announcement today, saying they'll do what they have to in order to combat affordability. U.S. crude oil futures for March up more than 1% above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Patrick Mahomes has already accomplished more than most QBs can ever dream of. But even with that being said, he was absolutely horrible in Super Bowl 59. Fair or not, though, every year from here on out for Mahomes is Super Bowl or bust, and the Chiefs failed to show up on Sunday. Right now, Mahomes is the third greatest QB ever behind Joe Montana and Tom Brady, and Sunday was a reminder that even though he's already at an insane place to be in NFL history, he still has more work to do. I'm Zach Gelb.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself. And my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about the three big things happening in Pensacola, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC Basketball, and this weekend's Pensacon.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Got my parrot hat on and feeling beachy good today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Jimmy Buffett. Great way to kind of slide into an afternoon there with Margaritaville. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere, you know.
Yeah, considering how close we are to it already here, yeah, I'm sure it's not, I'm sure just a few miles to the east, it's probably 5 o'clock already.
Okay, going to be another brutal road week for the good guys as Pensacola travels to Birmingham for a weekend series. The Ice Flyers return home against Evansville for a three-game series. That will be Friday the 21st. The three games, two games Friday, Saturday will be a 7:05 puck drop. The Sunday game will be a 4:05. Puck drop for that. Just making sure you got your schedules all in order. Super Bowl 59, marking the most watched event ever. Football event, I should say, for Super Bowls. Michelle Polino has more for us.
Super Bowl 59 on Fox averaged 126 million viewers across all platforms, according to early numbers from Nielsen and internal Fox data. If those numbers hold, it would mark this second year in a row the Super Bowl set a viewership record, surpassing last year's 123.7 million on CBS. Fox also reports a Super Bowl streaming record with 13.6 million viewers on its free streaming service Tubi, 14.5 million total streams, including NFL digital platforms. The previous record, 11.2 million in 2022. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, when it comes to the record that the Super Bowl and stuff was amassing with its viewership and everything, man, that's why people will tell you that dynasties are good for sports and everything. Everybody sits here and claims, oh, well, we don't want to see the Chiefs and Eagles and blah, blah, blah. And I know it's more than just the teams when it comes to the Super Bowl. But there have been ratings that have shown dynasties, reel-in viewers, and people like that, and people don't love the parody quite like you claim, and that is upsetting to me as this particular sports fan.
And I think they were all watching Taylor Swift. That's why I would think they were.
Yeah, well, then they were disappointed. They didn't see much of her.
Okay, listen. Hey, Philadelphia, of course, we're talking about the Eagles here this afternoon, will be losing a key member of their coaching staff. Jared Max has a story for us.
The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles are already being dismantled. The Chaps are going to need a new offensive coordinator next season. Kellen Moore, who led the Eagles offense this past season, will become the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. First head coaching job in the NFL for 35-year-old Kellen Moore, who had also been an offensive coordinator for the Cowboys and the Chargers before this past season when he joined the Eagles. No more head coaching vacancies in the NFL. The Saints were the last to fill their position. The team had to wait until after the Super Bowl since its new coach Kellen Moore was preparing the Eagles' offense for this past Sunday's game. The Saints have missed the playoffs each of the last four seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
He didn't need to say that.
Well, it shows that Kellen Moore is inheriting quite a fixer-upper.
Yes, he is. And here we go through another DA syndrome. 3 years later, we're still, we need another new coach.
Yeah, Kellen, man, this is going to be a pretty big job for him. I hope he gets the chance that he needs. They were just talking about his age. They were just talking about how this is a big opportunity for him with his limited coaching resume. If you're going to go in on this guy, you got to give him the time to help this thing develop.
Okay. Friday, they're going to go ahead with this. Philadelphia mayor, we heard from her. She was the one who was saying, don't climb the poles. And she didn't know they could use the poles in New Orleans. The mayor, her name is Sherelle Parker, declared plans for the Eagles Super Bowl victory parade going ahead this Friday to celebrate the team's 40-22 victory over Kansas City. Jared Max comes back and has more for us.
Weeks since she misspelled the team name Eagles, a viral moment, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker made amends Tuesday.
How do you spell Eagles to me? I spell it N-F-L-C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N-S.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker announced plans for the Eagles Super Bowl Championship Parade this Friday.
Happy Valentine's Day. With love, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Eagles president Don Smolenski aware that Friday is Valentine's Day, but not for the color red this year.
Bleed green. Bleed green with everybody there, because everybody there is bleeding green. It's going to be awesome.
The Eagles parade will start 11 a.m. Eastern time outside Lincoln Financial Field and conclude at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, and just want to touch on some of the high-ranking teams that are playing on the men's college basketball scene today. Some of the biggest games for you are going to be Auburn and Florida that we saw them face off this weekend. Auburn, still number one in the country, now travels to Vanderbilt at 6 o'clock. At the same time, number three, Florida, traveling to number 22, Mississippi State. And then we've got number five, Tennessee, at number 15, Kentucky, and number seven, Purdue, traveling to number 20, Michigan. Those games get underway at 6 o'clock as well, so I'm sure this time a couple hours from now we will be giving you score updates on those.
Okay, 442 News Radio 92.3. What are the top spring break destinations in the U.S.? Spirit Airlines looked and identified Florida on the top of the list with three of the five destinations. Number one, Orlando. Number two, Fort Lauderdale. Number three, Las Vegas. Number four, Miami. And number five, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Spirit spanning its nonstop flights in and out of Pensacola International for spring breakers. Nashville, Dallas, Fort Worth, Detroit, Chicago, new destinations for nonstoppers. Also in March, look for nonstop flights between Fort Myers and Charlotte into PNS.
All righty. And also wanted to mention this. President Trump will attend the Daytona 500 this weekend. He previously attended NASCAR's premier race in 2020 during his first term in office. It will be the third time a sitting president has made an appearance at the Great American Race. President George W. Bush was the first back in 2004. Of course, this past weekend, he was the first sitting president to ever attend the Super Bowl. Daytona 500 scheduled for Sunday. So, he was hitting college football games. He was hitting the Super Bowl, and now he's hitting Daytona. He's just everywhere.
It's kind of what you see is what you get, if you know what I mean. Okay, egg prices surging. You notice the increased amount recently if you've perused those supermarket aisles. Grocers now limiting how much customers can actually buy. Hillary Barsky has that story.
Trader Joe's and other grocers are now capping the number of eggs customers can purchase due to a limited supply caused by the bird flu outbreak. Trader Joe's current limit is one carton per customer each day, which applies to all of its locations across the country. In addition to Trader Joe's, consumers in several local media outlets have reported varying limits seen at stores like Costco, Whole Foods, Kroger, and Aldi. A spokesperson for Kroger confirmed that the supermarket doesn't currently have location-wide limits, but said that some regional divisions are asking customers to cap egg purchases to 2 dozen per trip, while Walmart's current limit for eggs is for a 60-count carton, which is limited to 2 per purchase. Hillary Bartsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we still got some issues on Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and have some developing on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Worst looking spots right now are going to be Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well, as we had an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 68 tonight, and it's going to be rainy Wednesday as well with a high of 78 and low of 64.
Okay, there it sits on the side of my room, my box of taxes. I keep looking at it and going, I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. But you got to do it pretty soon. Tax prep time's here. Santa Rosa County Libraries are assisting residents with those 24 tax preps. Volunteers from the Free Tax Assistance Company, AARP Tax Aid, will appear at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. April 1st, coming fast. Get ready.
And Coca-Cola will shift to using more plastic bottles if new aluminum tariffs kick in next month. CEO James Quincy announced a move today, and he cited ensuring affordability is a primary reason for aluminum cans becoming more expensive. President Trump raised tariffs on all aluminum and steel imports to 25% starting next month, and Quincy noted packaging is only a small component of Coca-Cola's total cost structure.
4:46, News Radio 92.3, Wild Young has your TMZ update today.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Kanye West's website, Yeezy.com, is now offline after selling swastika-branded t-shirts promoted in his $8 million Super Bowl ad. Shopify dropped the site, calling its practices inauthentic and against policy. Sabrina Carpenter channeled Marilyn Monroe in a stunning Vogue shoot, serving vintage glam with corsets, garter belts, and classic Hollywood curls. In the interview, Sabrina said her short and sweet persona isn't just a character, but a theatrical version of her real self. With 2 Grammys and a skyrocketing music and fashion career, Sabrina's proven she's pop's newest powerhouse. Jason Kelce is feeling bittersweet after the Super Bowl, celebrating the Eagles' win while mourning Travis's loss. Jason praised Jalen Hurts and the team for proving critics wrong, calling the Philadelphia Eagles' victory special. I'm Wild Young, and that was the TMZ Minute.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What are the 2 active volcanoes on mainland Europe called?
Is Vesuvio one of them?
Vesuvius and Etna.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did. Thank you for taking the quiz.
Okay, just about 4:47, News Radio 92.3, wet outside. Be careful if you're driving. Your braking distance will be off this afternoon. Hey, mortgage rates are remaining above that 7% level this afternoon. Home buyers and home sellers watching the numbers. I got them for you right off the press, as they say. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 7.01% average rate on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, around 6.41%. Any word on the roads out there with the rain and maybe possible or potential
Rex out?
Yeah, we've been looking at the roads here. We do have a couple of backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and heading towards I-10. And then as you continue northbound, right where you merge with Scenic near UWF's main entrance, we've got some more backups there, but no confirmation of any accidents yet. Also, since we're while we're at it, I'll go ahead and give you another rundown of the weather. Just a very quick one. 72 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 78, low of 64, and it's going to be a rainy Wednesday. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru.
Okay, it looks like they're making some adjustments to the weekend weather pattern. Seeing now Saturday's got like 80% chance of rain.
I knew Milton was maybe going to be getting some rain, but Pensacola's lumped in there too now.
They're saying it could be a wash on Saturday, so we're going to watch that for you. And remember, this is only Tuesday. We got a few days to work on this thing. And possibly some rain showers early Sunday morning. Moving out at that point, rip current risk moderate. Yellow flags are flying this afternoon at area beaches.
Alrighty, and at around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Just another reminder for you, they're closing mixed after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled the central bank is in no rush to ease monetary policy. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 123 points to 44,593. The S&P 500 rose 2 points to 6068. And the NASDAQ lost 70 points to 19,643.
Okay, you can invest in your future this evening. Of course, Mega Millions happens around 10. $110 million, $50.2 million, that is your cash option heading out the door tomorrow night. Of course, Powerball, $154 million, $71.4 million, your cash option Wednesday evening. Both of the drawings taking place around 10 o'clock. So play wisely, and good luck to you.
Absolutely. And Chris, do you think fossils are cool?
I do.
All right. Well, then you're in luck, my friend, because paleontologists say they found a fossilized skull of the oldest known modern bird in Antarctica. The 68-million-year-old creature was related to Vagavis II, which are now extinct. Scientists say the bird resembles modern-day loons and waterfowls. The fossil finding allowed researchers to study how some animals can survive catastrophic events.
Okay. You know, you might be watching, especially around sporting events on television, and a lot of these gaming sites are doing a lot of advertising, how you can win billions and billions of dollars, play this site or whatever.
Right.
If you have a, I wanted to throw this in here because it may help somebody, and I hope so. If you have a gambling problem, the American Psychological Association saying people in the early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you need or know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts saying 2.5 million Americans have a problem, should be seen as a public health issue. Again, that number, 888-ADMIT-IT.
All righty. And also, you may have heard us just a few minutes ago giving a traffic update on North Davis Highway. We did get word that there was a heavy emergency vehicle presence, and we just now got a texter letting us know the same, saying about 15 emergency vehicles, police, fire, ambulances, and a special op truck have just gone with sirens on north of West Florida Hospital on North Davis Highway. So we are keeping track of that. No confirmation of an accident yet on what I can see, but it definitely sounds like something's going on there. So we will keep you informed as we get new information on that. And of course, whenever you want to text in, you can to 850-437-1620. Let us know what's going on out there, or just let us know your favorite color, whatever you want to say.
So it could be Johnson to Copter on Davis.
If it's near the hospital, yes.
In that stretch of road right there. Might start thinking about alternatives if you're having to work and try to get over 90 to get over to Pace. Might think about shooting Scenic Highway or going down Palafox and around that way,
right,
up to 9 Mile and kind of supersede it. So if that's the fact and that's where you're trying to head, that might help you out a bit with that alternative road selection.
100%. All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, it's the end of the line for thousands of Meta employees. Details on the downsizing and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Authorities are responding this afternoon to a storm damage incident. It happened here in Escambia County around 4:25. Let me give you a reference point here where I'm talking about Copter Road near the Ellison Industrial Park. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are making their way to the scene. Early reports are that it was really some bad area weather moving through the area. Nothing has been confirmed as the actual cause at that time. There's a lot of preliminary reports. I'm not going to repeat them until they're confirmed.
Right.
But bad weather moving through there. So if you have to make your way Davis, north of Johnson to Copter Road, avoid the area. Alternative routes, Scenic Highway or Palafox, go around it to 9 Mile Road or Scenic to 90 if you have to get to the Pace and Milton areas. But again, authorities are responding to a storm damage incident happened here in Escambia County just minutes ago, 4:25 this afternoon on Copter Road near Ellison Industrial Park. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene. We will keep you posted throughout the afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And with it already being just past 4:55, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years, open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. Let's see, looking at the roads here outside of the situation we just touched on, we do have some heavy backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess. Outside of that, it's just Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile along with some of our other usual spots this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Wednesday, high of 78, low of 64.
Okay, four FEMA employees have been fired after the Department of Government Efficiency. Their head, Elon Musk, accused the agency of giving $59 million to New York to house migrants. Trying to figure out where that money came from now. Nate Foy has the latest from NYC.
Among those fired include the now former CFO, the chief financial officer of FEMA. And President Donald Trump is reacting to the discovery of this payment, writing on Truth Social, quote, "The Biden-run FEMA has been a disaster. FEMA should be terminated. It has been slow and totally ineffective." Elon Musk says the payment made to New York City contradicts President Trump's executive order requiring a FEMA review. Musk also claims that it appears the Biden administration siphoned funds from Social Security to pay for illegals.
And I mentioned this before the break. It's the end of the line for thousands of Meta employees. The Facebook parent company began handing pink slips out yesterday in an effort to eliminate about 5% of its workforce. Approximately 3,600 employees expected to be let go.
Okay, the Senate is expected to move forward on confirming Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, Shah Hassani, reports from Washington.
She's headed into this vote with public support from moderate Republicans who really weren't sure about her at first. And that includes Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, who said on X, while I continue to have concerns about certain positions she has previously taken, I appreciate her commitment to reining in the outside scope of the agency while still enabling the ODNI to continue its essential function in upholding national security. So that's a big one for Gabbard. All Democrats last night on that procedural vote to overcome the filibuster, all Democrats voted no.
This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. A good afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Authorities this afternoon responding to a storm damage incident happened around 4:25 this afternoon on Copter Road near the Ellison Industrial Park. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are on the scene. Might have some delays. Let me just give you a reference point here. Davis Highway, Johnson Avenue North to Copter Road. If you got to go down that stretch of road, shoot over to Scenic Highway. Go around it if you're maybe making your way to Pace or Milton this afternoon. That's your better way to get around it through Scenic. If that's not the preferred route, just go Palafox, take it up to 9 Mile, shoot 9 Mile all the way to 90 and go across the causeway at that point over to Pace and Milton. But again, authorities responding to a storm damage incident happened here in Escambia County, 4:25 on Copter Road near the Ellison Industrial Park. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene. What we're going to do is we're going to take you and join Channel 3 Live for the latest information. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.